Chav Zayin Amud Beis Mishnah, bottom. Omer Rav Zechariah ben Akatzov, he was a Kohen, and he said the following: Hamon Hazeh made a Shvua on the Beis Hamikdash. Velzoza Yodami and his wife was, and he were both captured together by Goyim. So Velzoza Yodami Toch Yodim Mishosh and Nichnasu of the Kochav Yerushalayim Vachi Yotzu. Was the capture? The Goyim came into Yerushalayim when they broke the siege. So it was a karkom. So all the Kohanis are Asir. So he said that I didn't leave my wife the whole time, and we were together, and I know that she's tar. Very nice, but you're not Neman to testify for yourself or your wife, Ishtokigufo, and therefore she's awesome. Okay, Rashi. Yerashi, Hamon Hazeh Shvuahi. Loshen of Shvua. I swear by the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Gemara. Tana. The Afal Pikein, even though he Lamaisa had to divorce her, she was ushered to him. Yichad Babayus Bechatzero. He set aside a house in his chotzer for her to live, even though he couldn't live with her. He Yotze Barosh Boneha. In order they shouldn't be alone together, whenever she would go out before her children went out, so the children were always there when she and he were there. When she came in, after the children, so she never was alone with him because she was also to him. Boy Abaya. Okay, so Abaya says, how could you do such a thing? Mahu lansos begrusha came. So, but first of all, Abaya asks, are you allowed to do the same thing? You divorce a woman. Are you allowed to live in the same chotzer? Are we afraid that he may end up living with her again? Right? Kain Hossam Hu. Mar says, Dibishvuya Hekilu, Avalhokalo. Maybe by Grusha is different. Maybe by a Grusha they weren't Makel. By a Shvua they were Makel. Right? Or maybe not. Odil Maloshno, maybe there's no difference. Rashi. Yafo Pikain Shaosu Alav, Lefisha Kohen Hoya. Since he was a Kohen, his wife became usher to him because of the karkom. There was no other Adim except himself and her, and they're not believed. Kishihi Yotza v'hu b'chotzer, when he was in the chotzer and she had to go out, so she went out only after her, what's it called? She went out before her children. So the children were still there when she left the chotzer. Yotza b'rosh b'neho, shiyu abonim imohem shlo yishyachtu. When she came in, she didn't come in alone, and then the children came. First the children came, so there wouldn't be any yichud with her ex-husband, and then she came. The grusha, Kohen shigiras ishto mahu. Kohen is megarish his wife, so she's usher to him now. A regular man's megarish his wife; she's not usher to him. Right? She just has to remarry her, but a Kohen can't remarry his wife. She's a grusha, so a Kohen who's megarish his wife, is he allowed to live with her in the same chotzer even if she didn't get married to anybody else? She's still awesome. You will see that by a regular Yisrael, right, there's an inyan if she remarries somebody else that they shouldn't live together in the same chotzer. Okay. Zemura says Toshma. So Abaye had the shaila. What is the halacha by a grusha, by a shvuya they were mekel? And by a grusha, it's also for her to live in the same chotzer, or no? Even by a grusha's mutter, by a kohen. Toshma, Titania, hamigarish es ishto, person divorces his wife, lo sinose bishunoso. She shouldn't get remarried and live in the same chotzer, right? In the same building as her ex-husband, right? The im Rashi. Because he knows her inside out, he knows all of her hints and winks of her eyes or whatever, and we're afraid that he's going to end up living with her again. The im hoya kohen lo sodor imo b'movi. And if he was a Kohen, even if she wasn't married, Rashi says, in Haya Kohen, Afilu lo nisseis, right, there he's also to her even without her getting married again, because she's a Grusha. Then they shouldn't live in the same Mavui. Okay. Not only in the same Shchuna, a Shchuna, Tosa says, is three houses. Within the same three houses. And the, what's it called, in the same Mavui is even more than three houses away, but it's all the same Mavui. Shaila is that means a closed off Mavui, looks like a Ches. So the Mamish in one, you know, one of those, the Ches buildings, a few buildings in it. Or no, it means even a Mavui that's open on both ends, but it's the, what's it called, they're across the street from each other. Im Hoya Kfar Kotten, and if it, what's it called, they can't live in the same, place if it was a small place. Zehoya Maisa, the Omru Kfar Kotten, Nidin Kishuna. Living in Moshav Matityo, a divorcee and her ex-husband, divorcee and her ex-husband, not allowed to live in the same Kfar Kotten. Moshav Matityo, qualifies to be a Kfar Kotten. Okay. So now, what's it called? Lo sodrim obamavui, shema yavu aleha, the Kohen also begrusha. Even if she's not married, she's also to her husband because he's a Kohen, and she's a grusha. Aval Yisrael, kozman shalom nisei, tinder b'shkunasa. But a Yisrael, as long as she hasn't remarried, they can live together. Worst comes to worst, they'll live together. There's no real issur. Just that she's not married. Okay. Me nidcha mipnei mi. Okay, let's say they both have houses in Matityo. Or they both own a house in Matityo. So who gets, who can stay here and who can leave? I really make a radin from the takonis of the Moshav. We don't let either one stay here. You don't let unmarried people live in such a small place. Not a healthy thing. In any case, but if one of them could stay, so mi nidcha mipnei mi? Toshma, the Tanya, he nidcheis mipanov. We'll see in a second why. He gets to stay in the house and she has to go find someplace else to live. The ein hu nidcha mipanecha. Not the opposite. What happens though if the house belonged to her? She got the house on her name, right? Before he got the house on his name. So, or it was her chotzer, right? Then, who nidchem miponeh? Then she doesn't have to move out of her house to satisfy him. Then she can stay there and he has to go find another place. Mahu. What happens if the chotzer belongs to both of them? Right? What's the halacha? Who gets Toshma, he nidcheis miponav. Said before that she has to yield to him. He gets the house and she has to move somewhere else. The Mayaskinan. What case is that? Ilema b'chotzer shelo pshita. If it's his house, of course. Why should he have to give up his house and move somewhere else if she didn't have a house in that shchuna? Ela b'chotzer shelo. Must be talking where it's her chotzer. And still, what's it called? V'hatanim hoysa chotzer shelo, who nidcha miponeh? That can't be. Because if it belonged to her, then he has to move. So where's the case that what's it called, that if the chotzer is what's it called, he nidcheis miponeh, what case is that? Right? If it's talking about where it's his house, so it's pasha. So about where it's her house, not true. So where's the case? Elalav ki hagavna, where it belongs to both of them. And still we see, what's it called, that she has to move. Or it says, no. Dilma de Ogir Meger. Maybe it doesn't belong to either of them, and they're just renting it. And then, he still takes precedence. But if they'd own it together, maybe the halacha would be different. May havi halacha, so what l'may says the halacha, toshma, hinei Hashem etalte lecha til talte lo gever. Right? Pasuk says, the Rabban Hashem, by Rav Sheka, that the Rabban Hashem is going to make you wander like men wander. Much harder for a man. The reason is that women, people have rachmanis on. So they open their doors to them or whatever, they have rachmanis. Men have a much harder time for people to have rachmanis on them or to let them come into their house. So for a man to relocate is much more difficult than for a woman to relocate. The Omar Rav, till Tule de Gavra Koshin Midi Isisa. man having to relocate is much harder than a woman having to relocate. So therefore, that's the reason why she always has to yield to him, except if it's her house. Rashi. The Omar Rav Garcino Mehai Krosha Minanla. Okay, that pasuk of Tiltala Gavra. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Lava Himeno, Benichse Aviha. Right, he borrowed money from her. She had Nichasim. She had Nichse Malog that belonged to her, and he needed a loan. So before they got divorced, he borrowed money from her, and he owes her money. Ain in the Fras, she can't collect from him except through a third party. She can't come and collect it directly, because they shouldn't have anything to do with each other, because maybe they'll come to live with each other. They come together to Beis Din, we don't bother with them. We tell them, send a shliach. Rapapa Omar Shmusei Mishantino. Not only we don't bother with them, we put them in Cheru. If they have the chutzpah to come together. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Amar Negudei Nomi Meragdin La. Not only do we put them in Cheirim, we beat them also. We give malchus for doing such a thing. So the chutzpah. As preachers. Omer of Nachman, Tana Be'evil Rabasi, in Meseches Smachos, it's called Evil Rabasi, right? It says, Bamed Dvorim Amurim Shenizgarishim in Anisuin. That's only if they were married fully and then get divorced. But if she had they never really lived together, they only had Arison, and then he divorced her, so they never really were man and wife, just halachically she was an Arusa and then they got divorced, so they never really had that much connection with each other, then they can have connection afterwards. We're not afraid they're going to come to do any Yisr, because they never were attached to each other that much to begin with. Hahu Arus, now the Gemara speaks of Maisa, seems to contradict that. Hahu Arus Varusa, so the Asla Kameh the Rava, it's an Arus who came with his Arusa in front of Rava, right, and they were divorced. Yosef Ravada Bar Masna Kameh. So Ravada Bar Masna was sitting in front of Rava. Oki Rava Shlucha Beinasayu. So Rava made a shliach between them. I'm not going to listen to you together. You can't deal together. You have to have a shliach. Ailachar, we just said that if they were only arusin and not actually nisuin, and then they got divorced, then they don't have to have a shliach. Omer le Ravada Bar Masna, the Omer of Nachman, Tana Be'evil Rabosi, right? That if they're only me'erusin, they could have shaychas to each other, and they don't have to have a shliach. You know, I see these people are too close to each other, right? Even though they only were arus and arusa, they were already attached, and therefore the chashash is still great. Some say the maisa happened differently, that Rava didn't make a shliach between them. Okay, we learned that a garush and a grusha have to have a shliach; they can't deal in front of the court together, right, directly. Omar Leiv, Omar Rav Nachman, Tana Beva Rabasi, no. Rav Nachman already said that it says in Meseches Smachos that the only time they have to have a shliach is if they were misgarish mina erusin, mina nisuin. But if they're only misgarish mina erusin, they don't need a shliach. Omar Leiv, honey, mila hechad lo gaisi badoli. So he said that's only where we don't see that they're extra close to each other, even after the great garishin from erusin. These people I see that they're extra close, even if their gerushin was only from erusin, they also need only they need a shliach, they can't deal together directly. Rashi. Lava himena behiosu chasan tachtov. While they were married, he borrowed money from her. Where did she get money from? The nichsei avia. Shahayu beyond the nichsei malug. She had property that she brought into the marriage. That was Nichse Malug, which he ate the payros, but the property remained hers. The Kohen, she girish his ishto kohen, it's not by a Kohen, because she didn't remarry, right? So by Israel, who didn't remarry, these halachas don't apply. Only applies to a Kohen if she didn't remarry. Okay, if she did remarry, then it applies even to Israel. Eina nifras, himenuai de atzma, shalayikravu bidvorim. They shouldn't get too close and come to do aveira. The Evil Rabosi, Mesechtahi. Evil Rabosi is a Mesechta in Shas. The Korinosa Smachos. One of the Mesechtos Ketanos, and it's called Mesechta Smachos. The Zuhi Mishnah Rishon Nishala, Hagosis Hariyuke Chaylechol Dvar. The first Mishnah in Evil Rabosi is a gosei says a din of a chai the chol dvarav. That's the first mishnah. Arus varusa so kohen hoyim. They were kohanim. He was a kohen, so there was a problem of them coming together in Beis Din. B'omer Rav Nachman Tana Beivel Rabasi demin ho'erusin yifras ayde atzma, that she's allowed to have connection to him and even collect the debt directly. The Gaisi Badodi, Makirin Zed, Zebra, Mizos, I see they're winking at each other and making motions at each other. Obviously, they're still a very friendly, divorced people, and I'm afraid that the Kohen's gonna end up living with this Grusha and Be'isr. The Laz, Privets. I guess something to do with privacy or whatever. I'm not sure. Okay, we'll stop here and go on. Yeah. He's over an Isser of Lav. You don't have to marry her to be over. Right? Yikach means beer. Even without marriage. We learned in Yevamos that it means what's it called? Over here, it doesn't mean Mara Esser, Zakasha. It means only marriage. No, it's, over here means beer. Because all the arayas, it says, it's not shayach marriage, and it says, lo yikach es achos soviet. Okay, we have an omer and a half to finish the perek. We'll split it into two. Finish half of it today and half of it on Sunday. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah and Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. These are situations where a person is believed to give edus when he's a gadol of what happened when he was a cotton. Tosus says, Mashma, that when he was a cotton, he couldn't give this edus. Yet we find that there are edios that a cotton is also neman. Bedikas chametz, since it's Rabbanan, a cotton is believed. So Tosus says, where it's biyado to do the thing, there he's believed, even when he's a cotton, be in Yoni Durabonim. Where it's not biyado, then he's only believed when he's a gadol to say what happened when he was a cotton. So what are those cases? Neman Adam Lomer, Zek Savyodo Shal Abba, the Zek Savyodo Shal Rebbe, the Zek Savyodo Shal Achi, and the Gemara explain why you need three cases. Persons allowed can testify when he's a gadol that I remember when I was a cotton, I recognized the handwriting of my father, my Rebbe, or my brother. Zohar Hayisi Beploni Shiyotza Behinuma Verosha Parua. He can give edus, he remembers, he went to this chasana, and the kala wore a hinuma. So it means that she's a basula. Beshahoya Ish Ploni Yotzim Besa Sefer Litbo Lecho Betruma. I remember when we were in school, this kid used to go home, go to the mikvah, so he could eat truma. Beshahoya Cholik Imanu Al Hagorin. Or that, he was Cholik Truma together with us. We went to the Gorin to get Truma, he got a chelik. So he's a Kohen, he could get Truma. V'amokum hazeh beis hapras. This place, the beis hapras, on Sunday we'll discuss what exactly a beis hapras. It's a place that's tamei, misafik, there was a kever lost over there, or plowed over, and, it's a place where the tomb is the Rabbanim. The Ad Kan Hayinu Boim B'Shabbos, and this is where the Tchum Shabbos ended. Aval Ein Adam Neman Lomer Derech Hoya Leploni B'Mokam Hazeh Maimidu Mispeit Hoya Leploni B'Mokam Hazeh. But he's not Neman to say this person had a chazaka on a certain plot of land, either for using it for his Hespedim. They used to have a place where they had for family plots. Hespedim for the plot belonged to the person. He's not neman to give aid this, that this land belonged to so-and-so. Rashi. Zek Savyodo Shal Abba, Umekayimim Hashtar Alpiv, and we compare the, and what's it called, and through him, we validate the shtar, because he says, this is Taka, my father's signature. Afal Pisha Meis Aviv, Ba'od Zekotin, even though the father died when he was a cotton, So the only recollection he has of the father's signature is when he was a katan. That's good. Even since he's giving edus now, he's a gadol, he can tell us what he remembers from when he was a katan. She also behinuma v'hu simen shenisus besula uksubasa masai. Right, and she'll collect 200. So even though he's not giving edus directly on the money, he's giving edus on the what's it called on the chasnin. And the Gemara's gonna say rov nashim. Right, besulos nisos. So there's a robe that supports him. Therefore, we believe him. Tinamrina and Bereish Pirkin. Yotzer beisa sefer kishanil lemedim tinokas beis rabban. When we used to go to school, the kulam beforish time begmar. The Gemara explained all the reasons why he's neman. Aval einemanim lafuke mamono. So over there, he's telling us that this land belongs to so and so. He's taking it out of somebody else, perhaps. But in edus, there you need real edus, and the person to be made on what he knew from when he was a katan is not real edus. Uksuba either ksuba, so you're taking away money from the baal instead of 100, 200 by testifying she's a besula. Hainu time with the rove noshim besulos nisos. Here's a rove that supports him. Maimedu mispeid makom hayalokan lahaspid mesov kishemalich lebeis kvarishalo. He had a private family cemetery. And he used this place for hespedim, which means that the place belonged to him. The last of Shom Amados Umoshavo Shom Yosim Shiva LeMeis. They used to put the mace down 7 times before they brought him to the kever, and that was what's it called Sheva Mamados. And when the person had a private cemetery, this was his private Moshav in Mamad place. Rabbi Yochim Broka Omer Nemanim Logar Sinan Lo Masnisan Al Lebraisa. The Mishnah, we don't have it, Taka, but the Braisa brings down that Rabbi Yochim Broka says they're Neman, and the Gemara is going to discuss where he argues, and it's only on the Braisa. The Lo Aderech Maimru Mispeka. It's not going on this case that a cotton is believed to be Mahzikarka, right? That not. But Rabbi Yochim Broka argues on a certain case, which we'll get to on Sunday. Okay, Gemara. Omrav hu nevareder of Yeshua, v'hu sheyesh gadol imo. Has to be that he's not coming on his own, but there's a gadol who is testifying together with him. Utzricha. And therefore the gadol is made also on the ksaviyad of the father, together with him. And he makes the second aid. Utzrichi. You need all these cases. The father, the Rebbe, and the brother. Diashminin aviv mishum deshchiach gabei. Aviv, he's around him, was around him when he was a kid all the time. So we trust his memory that this is his father's signature. Aval Rabbalo, but he wasn't around his Rebbe all the time, and therefore what's it called? Maybe he's making a mistake. The Yashmin and Rabbo Mishum Disley aims to the Rabbi. Fear of his Rebbe, right? So he'll be more careful to remember this was my Rebbe's signature because of the fear he had for the Rebbe. Aval Avivlo, but father, you don't have such a fear of the father as you have as a Rebbe. And therefore, maybe he didn't take it too seriously, and he's making a mistake. Maybe each one has a mila that makes it that we say that the cotton remembers very clearly what he saw when he was a cotton. One because he was around the father all the time, and the other because he had the fear of the Rebbe. But achiv, neither one applies to. So maybe he wasn't so medayik. And he's not really doesn't really remember that this is his brother's signature. Kamash Malan, Kivan de Kiyum Shtaris Midrabanan Hem Nu Rabbanan Midrabanan. Since Kiyum Shtaris only the Rabbanan, in a Torah person brings a star, the Edim or Kamisha Nechre Yusuf Adesin, and we collect with it. Right? Even if the Lova says it's Mezuyev, we don't believe him. Right? So what's it called? Minatola, the star has Tokef, unless the Lova can prove that it's Mezuyev. So therefore, what's it called? Since and the Rabbanim were matzrich kiyum shtaros, we suspect every shtar before it's validated. So therefore, the validation is only the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim believed a person to testify what he saw when he was a katan. Rashi ishchia gabei v'nosen eina bekatnu so b'ksav yad aviv. So he was familiar with the ksav yad of his father when he was a katan, and he's testifying accurately. Kiyum stars with the Rabbanim, the Raisa Loboina Kiyum. In our Torah, you bring a star, you don't have to validate it. We assume it's kosher. The Omrish Lakish, Eidim Hachsum Malashtar, Nasa Kamisha Nechre Dusum Bebezdin. Hem Nu Rabbanim with the Rabbanim, but Dover Shum Divrehim, Heminu, the Ainza Oker Dover in our Torah. Because why? Heim Omru, Heim Omru, Heim Ramu, Heim Omru. They said you need Eidus, and they said we're going to accept a person who's being made what he saw when he was a cotton also. They're the ones who made up the halacha that you need Eidus by Yishtar to be Mekayim. So they could give the parameters of what Eidus will accept. Zohar ha'yishu b'ploni shiyotza b'hinuma v'rosha parua, my timer. Why is he believed for that? B'chora, it's a doraisa. And not only a doraisa, but you're taking away money. Now the husband's not to pay 200 zoos instead of 100. Kima de rov noshim besulos nisos gili milso b'yamohu. Since rov noshim are besulos nisos, so you really don't need 100% edim, but l'maisa, therefore, since the rov supports what he's telling us, we believe him. The shahoya ish ploni yotzin beis ha-sefer litbo lecho betruma, the dilma evit kohen, who maybe he's not a kohen, he's the evit of a kohen, and now he was freed, Tosa says, and he can't eat truma, so how could you give him truma? Maybe he was fit to eat truma when you were a kid, you remember this guy got truma, but he wasn't a kohen, he was the evit of a kohen. Now, years later, he's free, and he can't eat truma anymore, so how can we feed him truma? You're not allowed to teach your Evid a Torah. So he couldn't have gone to school. Couldn't have recollected. I remember this guy was in school with us. He used to go home in Tovel and eat Truma. So he couldn't, if he was an Evid of a coin, he wouldn't have gone to school. They didn't teach Avodim in formal learning. I immerse the law. An Evid's not allowed to Torah. But Tanya, Lova Himenu Rabo, right? If the Rebbe, the master borrowed money from his slave, Oshaso Rabo Apitropis, or the Rav made him an Apitropis, he made him the guardian of his the executor of his estate, right? What's it called? The person who was in charge of his monetary things. Oshinich Tfilin Bifni Rav, he put on Tfilin in front of his Rebbe. Oshikorish Losha Psukim Besaknesis, he learned Torah in the Beis HaKnesses. Harezu lo yotzel lecheres. All of these things, even though Avodim usually don't do these things, but they're not simonim that he's free. Right? So you see that learning Torah is not necessarily a simon that he's free. So an Eved is allowed to learn Torah. Where it says, Hosum the ikri Eved midaita. That's what the Eved learned on his own. Ki kamrinan de konoig veminik bonim. You don't send Avodim to school like regular children. But if they want to learn Torah, they can. Right? Some say that the similar thing. It says, Lo Yilamid Adam es Bito Torah. That's only to teach her like you would teach a son, indiscriminately. But if the woman on her own wants to learn Torah, she could. Just like over here. If the Eved on his own wants to learn, he can. But you don't treat him to teach him like a son, like you would indiscriminately like a son. Rashi.
Could ladies teach ladies?
What's not mean? We'll have the first woman.
The first woman learned on her own. And she's teaching others.
Somehow it's only the father indiscriminately to all his daughters. So if the woman herself feels she could learn, yeah, then somebody else could teach her too, but not indiscriminately.
But could she teach others?
No, again. Not stam to have a class of girls, no. But to teach a girl specifically who wants to learn on her own, yeah.
They
have these
schools for ladies.
Yeah, they have schools for ladies. No, but they teach them, they don't teach them what's also for a woman to learn. Hopefully. Some do. But most of the places teach them what a woman's allowed to learn. She's not allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. She can learn Torah Shabbat Chsav. She can learn Halachas. She can learn Musar, Hashkafa, but not Gemara. Okay. Gilu milsa biyama. What?
Just by hearing the master, the Evid would pick up stuff around the house.
No, but he didn't go to school.
No, yeah. Right.
Gilu milsa biyama. Who kolomer ain't had over tzorich edus el lefarsim shiotzo hadin leor below gimgum. Really, you don't need edus. You can be somech on the rov. Rov noshim or besulos. No, rov noshim will get married or besulos. Most marriages are first marriages, because every second marriage had a first marriage. But not every first marriage had a second marriage. So, therefore, really you don't need Eidus. So, just Eidus is just to clarify it, make it serious, clear, So that's good enough for a guy to be made what he saw when he was a carpenter. Apitropis, Moser Nechosu Biyodo Lahachnis Lahotzi Lishchora. He made him in charge of his, what's it called, economic dealings. Harry Zelayot Zelcheirus, follow up reading, Ilav de Shachre Lohavi Yosef Mine. We don't say, if he didn't set him free, he wouldn't have borrowed money from him. Right? Velohavi Shovik Le Linog Mining Ben Chorin. He wouldn't have let him do things that a Ben Chorin does, like put on tefillin in front of him, whatever. You see, an Evid could learn Torah. Mara says he could learn on his own, but you don't formally educate him like a son. The min elitbo lecho betruma, betruma de rabbanan. We allow him to eat truma de rabbanan. He could be mayed that the guy ate truma de raisa. We don't believe him, the gabi de raisa. We believe him only the rabbi, truma de rabbanan. Rashi says truma de rabbanan could go in truma schutzlaritz. Either truma that came from chutzlaritz or that's in chutzlaritz. Or peiris, or trumas peiris, which is only the rabbanan. And nu lahani lachil alpiyam. Vishahayacholik imanu ala gorin, vidilma evid kohenu. Maybe he's the evid of a kohen. And he got truma not as a kohen, but as the evid of a kohen. Tnan kamanda omra, in cholkin truma la evid elin king rabo imo. No, that couldn't be. Because you never give an evid kohen truma by himself, only if his rav is with him. The Tanya, ain cholkin truma la evid elin king rabo imo, divra bihuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yochel Hu Shiomer Im Kohen Ani Tznuli B'Shvil Atzmi. Im Eved Kohen Ani Tznuli B'Shvil Rebbe. Right? Rabbi Yossi holds you could take. He says Manushach. If I'm a Kohen, we have the Gemara in Yevamos that this guy is a Sufik, the first father, the second father. One of them was a Kohen, one not. So and he's either the Eved of a Kohen or he is the Kohen. So he goes to the Gor and he says, "Give me Truma Manushach. If I'm a Kohen, give me Truma. If not, I'm the Evid of a Kohen. So either way, I can get Truma." So you see that an Evid of a Kohen also gets Truma. He gets Chalukah. In Komosh, Rabbi Yehuda, how you mala me Truma liyuchsin. In Rabbi Yehuda's place, they would use Truma as a raya to Yuchsin. And therefore, they never gave Truma to an Evid Kohen. For fear that people would say that he ate truma, and maybe he could be what's it called? He's a full-fledged kohen. But in Komosh or Rabbi Yossi, they loha yumala mitruma liyuchsin. So there's no danger of giving, even if he's an evid kohen truma, because they wouldn't use that as a proof to be malahim liyuchsin anyway. So therefore, they gave what's it called an evid kohen truma to Rashi. The time you shein cholkin truma la evid, v'reisha the brisa kohenis shenis ari vlodim vlad shivchasa. There was a kohenis who she had a child and her shivcha had a child, and they got mixed up. So one of them is an evid of a kohen, and one of them is the kohen. Shneiham yotzim legorim v'notman chelik echad shein cholkin truma la evid. They both go together to the gorin and they give them one chelik. Because you never give the Eved a chelik by himself. So here, they both can go, and they get one chelik to split up between them. Because maybe one of them is the Kohen. If only one went, they didn't go together, then we say, maybe you're the Eved of a Kohen, we're not going to give you Truma. Because maybe if they do that, then they're going to use that as a proof that he's a Kohen. And maybe he's not, maybe he's the Eved of a Kohen. The Dilma Hai Niu Ha Eved. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said you don't give an Eved Kohen Truma, because if you would, they would use it as a Raya that he's a Kohen. But Rabbi Yossi holds you never use it as a Raya anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. Give it to him. Right? He's an Eved of a Kohen. He deserves Truma. And we're not going to use this ever as a proof that he's a Kohen. So therefore, we never use giving Truma to a person as a Raya that he's a Kohen from Gabi Yuchsin, so nothing, no problem can come from it. Okay. Yeah. You know, because no, an Eved doesn't put on tefillin, yeah. Right? Because he's puzzled like an isha. But this guy put on tefillin like he wanted to, right? So by an isha could be it's also because beged ish, but he is an isha, so it couldn't be also because of that. Just puzzled because of mitzvah seishas nagroma, so he can do it, right? But he did in front of his rebbe, and we would say, well, if I didn't set you free, why would I let you put on tefillin? Right, it's a mice of looks like you're an Eved Meshuchra. Kamash Malan, no, sometimes you never put on still until. That's it. If he put it on Stam, there's no raya to anything. He could put it on. But here he did it in front of his Rebbe. We don't say that if he wasn't free, the Rebbe wouldn't let him do such a thing, because it looks like he's free. What? And everybody's high, then over. Yeah. Ha, Baruch Hashem. He's out of intensive care. He needs to go now to Shikum.